This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Looks like Kanye West is taking his fashion tips from the Elephant Man these days. Yep, the rap mogul put on a bizarre street-style display as he sauntered around L.A. wearing a tight-fitting cloth bag over his head. While the 43-year-old hip-hop star may have hoped his getup would help him go unrecognized, it was hard to miss the artist. You think? Kim Kardashian has been granted a temporary restraining order against a stalker who wants to pursue a physical relationship with her. Kim was scared after Charles Peter Zelenoff, 32, managed to find her home and filmed videos outside the edge of her property. She claims he's getting increasingly frustrated about not getting inside. Wait, was that Ray J? Friends, the reunion director Ben Winston blasted Matthew Perry critics as unkind following speculation over his health during the Friends reunion special. He was great, Winston said, after fans were left worried about the actor's slurring speech during it. Perry's management blamed the slurring on an emergency tooth procedure that day. Hey, that's a good one. Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, and BTS had their appearances edited out of the Friends reunion special for its release in China. Bieber took part in a fashion show, Gaga performed Smelly Cat with Lisa Kudrow, and BTS members claimed watching the sitcom helped them learn English. Other scenes that referenced the show's LGBTQ legacy were also removed. Yep, China. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez went out to dinner and they just can't keep their hands off each other. The couple took cozy new photos outside the new Pendry Hotel in West Hollywood, then continued their love fest during dinner. They ate crab fried rice, Wagyu steak, snapper, various appetizers, and a spiky lemon dessert. What? Not each other for dessert? Rapper DaBaby was involved in a shooting in Miami's South Beach where two people were injured. A source said, quote, DaBaby and his crew had an issue with people right next to them in the car. They were traveling in six SUVs, and either a car pulled up on them and started something, or their doors hit each other and they got into a fight, unquote. Oh, stop being such a DaBaby. Gene Simmons has said goodbye to L.A. The legendary Kiss frontman dropped $8.2 million on an 11,000-square-foot spread in the desert of Henderson, Nevada, just outside Las Vegas. Simmons said, quote, "We're moving out of L.A. because there are earthquakes, fires, and pandemics every year, even though there is nice sunshine," unquote. Hey, Kiss off. According to an FBI agent and sources who have seen sealed court documents, Death Row Records founder Suge Knight financed the hit on rapper Notorious B.I.G. The execution was evidently carried out by Nation of Islam convert and hired hitman Amir Muhammad with the help of corrupt L.A. cops. Biggie was killed in 1997. Wow. Ed Sheeran's 8-month-old daughter is not a fan. Sheeran said, quote, "I'll sing my new songs to my daughter, who's not my biggest fan. She just cries. She doesn't like anything loud or anything belty," unquote. Sheeran said the only exception is Shape of You, which at this point, the 30-year-old dad must be singing to death. Yuck.
Idiot of the Week.
An ex-girlfriend of Marilyn Manson has filed a lawsuit against him, alleging that he raped and physically abused her during their relationship. The alleged abuse began in 2011 after she met Manson at a pre-Grammy party. The lawsuit says the woman has asked to remain anonymous because she has very reasonable fears. Marilyn, idiot! Simon Cowell has canceled his scheduled appearance as a judge on the upcoming season of X Factor Israel. Late last year, Cowell signed a deal to serve as one of the judges on the next season of the Israeli musical reality show, which is slated to begin filming this summer. Cowell was set to bow out of the show due to the violence between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Yep, that'll do it. Hollywood has learned that movies with diverse casts and creators can see big box office returns. Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings has the chance to become as successful as Black Panther was in 2018. Disney is already touting its confidence in the film, as well as the industry as a whole, by committing to a 45-day exclusive theatrical window. More good news! Diplo is the latest celebrity to team up with the Croc Footwear Company, releasing the trippiest and most creative pairs yet. While Post Malone, Justin Bieber, and Bad Bunny have produced some highly coveted Crocs, Diplo is taking things a step further by launching two different styles in colorful prints and glow-in-the-dark. What a Croc! Riley Reid, one of the most followed adult film actresses on OnlyFans, has just slapped down $4.8 million in cash for a newly built Pasadena, California estate. The 29-year-old Florida native paid in full for the compound, which features a main house, a pool house, and a detached guest house. I guess porn does pay. The Trash Bin. British television producer and director Charlie Hansen has been removed from the Netflix Ricky Gervais comedy Afterlife and has been suspended by BAFTA amid allegations of sexual misconduct. He's the subject of complaints from 11 women who have detailed accusations dating back to 2008. Hansen denies wrongdoing. That dirty rat.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix intends to expand its gaming efforts and break into the lucrative video game industry. Amazon warehouse workers are injured at higher rates than those at rival companies. Microsoft is releasing a new version of Windows on June 24th. Tesla has switched on a driver-facing camera in some of its vehicles to make sure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot. People.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
A Quiet Place 2 stays on top for the second week.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Evermore is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds holds the top spot for another week.
The number one book.
Legacy by Nora Roberts is the top fiction book.
If you're a TikTok user, you know Bella Porch. Porch is a hugely popular Filipino-American star on the platform who also happens to be a singer. Last August, she created the most liked video on TikTok in which she lip-synced to the song Soph Aspen Sand by British rapper Millie B. She has over 71 million followers on TikTok, ranking as the third most followed individual on the platform behind Charli D'Amelio and Addison Rae. She currently holds the record for the most likes ever for a TikTok video with almost 50 million. She also signed a music record deal with Warner Records. Last month, she released her very first single, Build a Bitch, and we love it. Here's Bella Porch with the song of the week. Build a bitch.
Pop the builder broke my heart. Told me I need fixing. Said that I'm just nuts and bolts. Lot of parts were missing. Perfect like a cursed virgin and a vixen. That's the kind of girl he wants, but he forgot. This ain't build a bitch. You don't get to pick and choose. Different ass and bigger boobs. If my eyes are bright or blue.
Yeah.
porch with the song of the week, Build a Bitch. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.